Well, I'm happy to be here tonight, and anybody that knows me knows that I need your prayers. In 20-some years, I still can't get over being extra nervous, so I know I need your prayers. And what some has been on my mind came from a class, again, that we had at Jeff and Michelle's a while back when I had a chance, we had a chance to visit them, and Hugh and Louise Yates stopped through on their way to, I think they were going to Utah. And they stopped for Sunday school and church there. And Hugh was, had studied the week before with them. He was in Iowa visiting, I guess, Louise's relatives. And they were studying, I think it was changes in scriptures or changes that some have made in scriptures and changes like in the world. And that kind of stayed on my mind. And when I was thinking of this, the scripture that came to my mind, I think we see so many changes and things happening in the world today, is in the Book of Mormon. And it's just one verse here. I think this whole chapter we should read, but I'm just going to read the one verse. This is in the Book of Mormon, 19th chapter, and the 71st verse. And to me, this scripture should be uplifting to us, but also should make us think as we see what's happening around us and in the world today. And now the decrees of God are unalterable. Therefore, the way is prepared that whosoever will may walk therein and be saved. And again, to me, that scripture that the decrees of God are unalterable makes me think that he is unalterable. He doesn't change. His scriptures don't change. His commandments don't change. And in this, I'd just like to bring out a few scriptures in both the Bible and the Book of Mormon. I'm going to start in the Book of Mormon. And going to the Book of Mormon on page 711. And I think I'll read the 81st and 82nd verse here. And if there were miracles wrought, then why has God ceased to be a God of miracles and yet be an unchangeable being? And behold, I say unto you, he changes not. If so, he would cease to be God. And he ceases not to be God and is a God of miracles. And I know that each one of us believe that God is a God of miracles and that he does not change. And I believe each one of us has had miracles in our lives. Some may be small, some may be great. But one to me that's always been uplifting in our family is when Michelle and Jeff had lost their first baby when it was born. And at that time, afterwards in the room, Michelle could see, and I think it was at the foot of her bed, the Lord standing there with a baby in his arms. I think that was a great comfort to them at that time. And I believe that the Lord knew what they were in need of to help them through that time. I want to just go here on the preceding page, on page 710, and read just a couple verses again. And again, I speak unto you who deny the revelations of God and say that they are done away, that there are no revelations, nor prophecies, nor gifts, nor healings, nor speakings with tongues, and interpretation of tongues. Behold, I say unto you, he that denieth these things knoweth not the gospel of Christ. Yea, he has not read the scriptures. If so, he does not understand them. For do we not read that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever? And in him there is no variableness, neither shadow of changing. And again, I believe that we believe this. Again, I believe it should be uplifting to us in the day and the time that we live in. I'm going to go over to page 770 and read just one more verse. And this is verse 19. For I know that God is not a partial God, neither a changeable being, but he is unchangeable from all eternity to all eternity. And again, I want to go to page 26 in the Book of Mormon. And this is in the first book of Nephi, chapter 3. I think I'll start with the 27th verse here. For he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And the way is prepared from the foundation of the world, if it so be that they repent and come unto him. For he that diligently seeketh shall find, and the mysteries of God shall be unfolded unto them by the power of the Holy Ghost, as in times of old, as in times to come. And again, I believe it's telling us here that the Lord does not change. I'll make one more scripture in the Book of Mormon on page 325. I think I'll start with the 28th verse here. And whosoever doeth this and keepeth the commandments of God, that God from thenceforth, the same will remember that I say unto him. Yea, he will remember that I have said unto him, he shall have eternal life according to the testimony of the Holy Spirit, which testifieth in me. And now, my beloved brethren, do ye believe these things? Behold, I say unto you, yea, I know that ye believe them. And the way that I know that ye believe them is by the manifestations of the Spirit which is in me. And now, because your faith is strong concerning that, yea, concerning the things which I have spoken, great is my joy. For as I have said unto you from the beginning, that I had much desire that ye were not in a state of dilemma like your brethren, even so I have found that my desires have been gratified. For I perceive that ye are in the paths of righteousness. I perceive that ye are in a path which leads to the kingdom of God. Yea, I perceive that ye are making his path straight. I perceive that it has been made known unto you by the testimony of his word, that ye cannot walk in crooked paths. Neither does he vary from that which he has said. Neither has he a shadow of turning from the right to the left, nor from that which is right to that which is wrong. Therefore his course is one eternal realm. And again, I believe that should be so uplifting to us in this day and time that we live in. And I pray that where we are is in the 33rd verse, that we are in these paths of righteousness, because I believe that is our desire. We want to be doing those things that will draw us closer to our Heavenly Father, that will keep us in that straight and narrow path that leads to him. I'd like to read just two scriptures in this in the Bible. The first one's in Malachi. the third chapter and sixth verse. For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. And this again is the Lord telling us that he does not change. And also in James, the first chapter, I was going to read the 17th verse, but I think I'll start at the 12th. Blessed is a man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust has conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. And again, that should be uplifting to us, that he does not change. He has given these scriptures to us to help us in this day and time that we live in. He has given us his word. And the responsibility comes back to us to be following him and to stay in that straight and narrow path. But I know a lot of times in the world today that these things may be hard. There seems to be so many things changing and so many things trying to draw people away. And some will say that we need to change with the times, change with what's going on, but that's not what the Lord tells us. He tells us that he does not change and that we shouldn't change from doing those things that are right before him. And I believe what should be uplifting that he has given these things to us to help us in this day and time that we live in, to draw ourselves closer unto him. Let's go back here and read the scripture again on page 451. Now the degrees of God are unalterable. Therefore the way is prepared that whosoever will may walk therein and be saved. And the way is prepared. He has given us the way. He has shown us the way. And I know a scripture that I have always enjoyed and I know I use quite often is on page one, starting on 162, and this is the second book of Nephi in the 13th chapter. And it's telling us here what we need to be doing, and I believe that we have done this, and it is our desire to be doing this. I'll start with the 24th verse. For the gate by which ye should enter is repentance and baptism by water, and then cometh the remission of your sins by fire and by the Holy Ghost. And then are ye in that straight and narrow path which leads to eternal life. Yea, ye have entered in by the way, ye have done according to the commandments of the Father and the Son. And I believe that we have entered in by the way. We have done according to his commandments. And I believe it is our desire to stay in that straight and narrow way. And ye have received the Holy Ghost, which witnesses of the Father and the Son, unto the fulfilling of the promise which he has made, that if ye enter in by the way, ye should receive. And I believe that we have received this Holy Ghost, his Holy Spirit, that he has given this to us, and it will work in us and help us through this time we have here to lead us and direct us if we let it. And now, my beloved brethren, after you've gotten into that straight and narrow path, I would ask, is all done? And a lot of times that's a question I know I have to ask myself when I was younger. If I figured all was done. And I think I probably did. That all I had to do was be baptized. And that's all I needed. But as we read in the scriptures and as we read here, I believe that this is just the beginning to draw us unto him. In the 28th verse, behold, I say unto you, nay, for ye have not come thus far, save it were by the word of Christ, with unshaken faith in him, relying wholly upon the merits of him who is mighty to save. And I believe that's where we do have to rely on, wholly, is our Heavenly Father. We need to put all our faith and our trust in him, and he will lead us. Wherefore, ye must press forward with a steadfastness in Christ, having a perfect brightness of hope and a love of God and of all men. And I ask myself a lot of times, am I pressing forward? Am I feasting upon his word? And a lot of times I think probably not as much as I should. I need to be feasting on his word, studying and following his scriptures more and coming closer unto him. That we may have this perfect brightness of hope. And then read what this hope is. I know we all know what this is, but I'm going to I think it's on page 767 in the Book of Mormon. I think I'll read two verses, 46, I think, and 47. How is it that ye can attain unto faith, save ye shall have hope, and what is it that ye shall hope for? Behold, I say unto you, that ye shall have hope through the atonement of Christ and the power of his resurrection to be raised unto life eternal. And this because of your faith in him according to the promise. And I believe that is the hope of each and every one of us, is to have eternal life with our Heavenly Father. And tell us here to have a love of God and of all men. And I turn over into Matthew, and this is probably one of the most read scriptures we have, and 22nd chapter, and 37th and 8th verse, or 37th through 40th. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and the great commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. And a lot of times I have to look at myself and ask myself, do I have this love for my Heavenly Father? Is it evident in the way that I lead my life? Is it something that others can see? Is it a testimony to others? And the same with loving my neighbor or those that I'm around. Can they feel this love? Is it a testimony again of that love we have for our Heavenly Father? And I believe that it needs to be. Going to 30th verse here. Wherefore, if ye shall press forward, feasting upon the word of Christ, and endure to the end, behold, thus saith the Father, ye shall have eternal life. And again, there is telling us that we must feast on these words, study his scriptures, and I believe put them to use in our lives. That's what they've been given to us for. And endure to the end. And I think that's so important, again, when we see so many things in the world that are dragging us, or trying to drag people away from the Lord, dragging people down. And again, I believe that all these words, these scriptures, have been given to us. The Lord knew what we were in need of, and they have been given to us to help us in this time. I'd like to go back and read this. Again, now the decrees of God are unalterable, therefore the way is prepared, that whosoever will may walk therein and be saved. And again, as we read the scriptures, that we know that the time that we have here has been given to us as a time to prepare ourselves, a time to do those things that are pleasing before our Heavenly Father. I'd like to go on page 73 in the Book of Mormon. This is the third book of Nephi, in the 12th chapter here. Again, as we read that the way is prepared, my thoughts were on this scripture, and this is, I think I'll start with the 24th verse. For the works to follow them, for it is because of their works that they are hewn down, therefore remember the things which I have told you. Behold, I have given unto you my gospel, and this is the gospel which I have given unto you, that I came into the world to do the will of my Father, because my Father sent me. And my Father sent me that I might be lifted up upon the cross, and after that I have been lifted up upon the cross, I might draw all men unto me. And again, as we read this scripture, that his ways don't change. I believe this is his desire, as it tells us here, that he wants to draw all men unto him. And I believe that is our desire. That as I have been lifted up by men, even so should men be lifted up by the Father to stand before me, to be judged of their works, whether they be good or whether they be evil. And for this cause have I been lifted up. Therefore, according to the power of the Father, I will draw all men unto me, that they may be judged according to their works. And it shall come to pass that whoso repenteth and is baptized in my name shall be filled. And if he endureth to the end, behold, him will I hold guiltless before my Father at the day when I shall stand to judge the world. And going down to the 33rd verse. Now this is the commandment. Repent, all ye ends of the earth, and come unto me and be baptized in my name, that ye may be sanctified by the reception of the Holy Ghost, that ye may stand spotless before me at the last day. Verily, verily, I say unto you, this is my gospel, and ye know the things that ye must do in my church, for the works which ye have seen me do, that shall ye also do. For that which ye have seen me do, even that shall ye do. Therefore, if ye do these things, blessed are ye, for ye shall be lifted up at the last day. And as we read through the scriptures, that he does not change. This is a desire for us, that we won't change. And it tells us here that he has given us his gospel. He has given us the example to follow the works that we must do, that he has given to us these in the scriptures. And I believe he's given these to us, again, to help us to stay in that straight and narrow path which leads unto him. I don't believe he wants to lose one of his children. And again, I know, looking at myself, that I need all the help I can get. I need all his help in my life. I'd like to go over into page 651. And again, here it tells us that he has given us in the scriptures, and he has set the example for us to follow. And I think I'll start with 651, the 43rd verse. And if ye shall always do these things, blessed are ye, for ye are built upon my rock. But whoso among you should do more or less than these are not built upon my rock, but are built upon a sandy foundation. And when the rains descends, and the floods come, and the winds blow, and beat upon them, they shall fall, and the gates of hell are already open to receive them. Therefore, blessed are ye if ye shall keep my commandments, which the Father has commanded me that I should give unto you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye must watch and pray always, lest ye be tempted by the devil, and ye are led away captive by him. And as I have prayed among you, even so shall ye pray in my church, among my people who do repent and are baptized in my name. Behold, I am the light. I have set the example before you. And again, I believe that he has given us the examples to follow, the scriptures, the commandments. And again, all this comes down responsibility to us to be following them. I'd like to go over in the book of Mosiah. In, I believe it's the first chapter, page 211. And I want to read some of King Benjamin's proclamation here, because I believe that he did reign, or in his time as king, he led his people by example and showed them by example. And I think I'll start with the 36th verse here. And it came to pass that he began to speak to his people from the tower, and they could not all hear his words, because of the greatness of the multitude. Therefore he caused that the words which he spake should be written and sent forth among those that were not under the sound of his voice, that they might also receive his words. And these are the words which he spake and caused to be written, saying, My brethren, all ye that have assembled yourselves together, you that can hear my words, which I shall speak unto you this day. For I have not commanded you to come up hither to trifle with words which I shall speak, but that ye should hearken unto me, and open your ears that ye may hear, in your hearts that ye may understand, in your minds that the mysteries of God may be unfolded to your view. I have not commanded you to come up hither that ye should fear me, or that ye should think that I myself am more than a mortal man. But I am like as yourselves, subject to all manner of infirmities in body and mind. Yet as I have been chosen by this people, and was consecrated by my Father, and was suffered by the hand of the Lord, that I should be a ruler and a king over this people, and have been kept and preserved by his matchless power to serve thee with all the might, mind, and strength which the Lord has granted unto me. I say unto you, that as I have been suffered to spend my days in your service, even up to this time, and have not sought gold or silver nor any manner of riches, neither have I suffered that ye should be confined in dungeons, nor that ye should make slaves one of another, or that ye should murder or plunder or steal or commit adultery. Or even I have not suffered that ye should commit any manner of wickedness, and have taught you that ye should keep the commandments of the Lord in all the things that he has commanded you. And even I myself have labored with my own hands, that I might serve you, and that you should not be laden with taxes, and that there should nothing come upon you which was grievous to be borne. And all of these things which I have spoken, ye yourselves are witnesses this day." And I don't believe he mixed words with them. He told them, I believe, what they needed to hear. And he told them what they needed to be doing. He taught them that they should keep the commandments of the Lord in all things which he has commanded them. I'd like to go over to, I think I'll start with the 49th verse. "And I tell you these things that you may learn wisdom, that you may learn that when you are in the service of your fellow beings, you are in the service of your, only in the service of your God. Behold, ye have called me your king, and if I, whom ye call your king, to labor to serve you, and serve you, then had not ye ought to labor to serve one another? Behold also, if I, whom ye call your king, who has spent his days in your service, yet has been in the service of God, does merit any thanks from you, oh, how had you ought to thank your heavenly king. I say unto you, my brethren, that if you should render all your thanks and praise, which your whole souls have power to possess, to that God who has created you, and has kept and preserved you, and has caused that ye should rejoice, and has granted that ye should live in peace one with another. I say that if you should serve him who has created you from the beginning, and art preserving you from day to day by lending you breath, that ye may live and move and do according to your own will, and even supporting you from one moment to another. I say if you should serve him with all your whole soul, yet ye would be unprofitable servants. And behold, all that he requires of you is to keep his commandments. And he has promised you that if you would keep his commandments, you should prosper in the land. And he does not vary from that which he has said. Therefore, if you do keep his commandments, he does bless you and prosper you." And again, I believe that is a requirement for us, is to be following these commandments that he has given to us to help us in this time that we have here to draw us closer onto him. And going over to page 256, or 215, I'm sorry. I think I'll start with the 86th verse here. "Oh, all ye old men," and I think he kind of puts it plain here too that he's speaking to all of us. "O all ye old men, and also ye young men, and ye little children who can understand my words. For I have spoken plain unto you, that ye might understand. I pray that ye should awake to a remembrance of the awful situation of those that have fallen into transgression. And moreover, I would desire that ye should consider on the blessed and happy state of those that keep the commandments of God. For behold, they are blessed in all things, both temporal and spiritual, and if they hold out faithful to the end, they are received into heaven, that thereby they may dwell with God in a state of never-ending happiness." And again, I believe that is the desire of each one of us, is following these commandments. And to me, this 88th verse should be uplifting, of the blessed and the happy state of those that keep the commandments of God. And I believe that we are always happier. We are always feeling better if we are doing the things that we know are right before him. And I believe that we know as soon as we aren't doing those things. "And if ye hold out faithful unto the end, then ye are received into heaven." And again, I believe that's the desire of each one of us. We want to be with him in his kingdom one day. And going back to this verse on page 451, Now the decrees of God are unalterable. Therefore the way is prepared that whosoever will may walk therein and be saved. And the other part of this verse has kind of stayed with me is that whosoever will may walk therein and be saved. And that's given us the choice. The choice is ours of what we're doing here with our lives, if we're following His commandments, if I'm doing the things that are pleasing before Him, if I'm doing those things that would draw me closer unto Him, those things that would be pleasing in His sight. That choice is mine. Sometimes I know I fall a little short in some things, but I pray that the things that I am doing are pleasing before Him, and that would be drawing us all closer unto Him. And I pray that I may have brought something tonight that would be of help to us in this day and time that we live in. And I'd like to close by reading out of a song, and number 103. 'Tis a glorious thing to be in the light, which the saints of old did see, the true light of God. Revelation's holy light is the light, is the light. In all else is dark as night, save the light of God. Long the earth in darkness lay, without light, without light. But the darkness fled away before the light of God. God has spoken from on high, this the light, this the light, and now bids the world come nigh to this light of God. Prophets are restored again in the light, and the gospel gives to men in the light of God. Blessings to the ancients given in the light, are again received from heaven in the light of God. Let us keep our spirits pure, in the light, and unto the end endure in the light of God. Then when Jesus comes again, in the light, we shall live and be with, we shall live and with Him reign in the light of God. Let us walk in the light, in the light, in the light. Let us walk in the light of God. Thank you.